In the page I've set up, long essay, Palmer's Chat as we take our Earth back, which you can get to by visiting the tools and the contact us pages of the Nascence website. I used an analogy that expresses this point of Proudhon's, that reform, his concept of it, very strategically made changes in the current forms of government, and we'll discuss what those are, over time become a whole new world. Well, and to visualize this, I used an analogy, although I was using it then to illustrate the flip side, not our need for a course correction, but rather the implications of the power guys seizing our time and forcing us to draw their wagon along their suicidal line. This is a quote from that page. Even though power's been kicking around, haunting our lives for a relatively short amount of time, a mere matter of a few millennia, this disaster, downhill rolling, is exponentially building. When you're an electrician, you bend metal tubing called conduit. Now, if you think of power as a tend, a tiny bend that starts out slight, then when you look at that tend over time, through the power of the visual, you'll see there's a critical need to begin again, if we're ever to be free. And does Emily's point also tie in with the observation made in our May 7, 2014 show as well, that when we see that class is fascist, it speeds our transition, the fulfillment of freedom, because if nothing was what it seemed, neither are we. I.e., we must think, and the resulting baptism of truth frees us from the muck of the past, and our internal starting again, our renewed belief in freedom, is manifested in the fruits of our conscious acts. So aren't they all then illuminations of possible routes to solving the problem of Socrates' dilemma, which is the problem of the conditioning of class, which Alice Miller explained, but the solution to which she felt ill-equipped to induce into our thought process. I think, thanks to Proudhon and Prince, we may now be so equipped, as both help us perceive those invisible deeds by which we begin to see subtle actions. And this is a quote from George Eliot's Middlemarch. Subtle actions, inaccessible by any sort of lens, but tracked in that outer darkness through long pathways of necessary sequence by the inward light, which is the last refinement of energy, capable of bathing even the ethereal atoms in its ideally illuminated space. For after all, and this is Nikola Tesla, what is progress, or more correctly, development or evolution, if not a movement infinitely complex and often unscrutinizable, it is true, but nevertheless exactly determined in quantity as well as in quality of motion by the physical laws and conditions governing. This world, says Emily, is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. It beckons and it baffles. Philosophy don't know. And through a riddle at the last, sagacity must go. And that's poem 501. A central argument of Palmer's Chat as we take our Earth back, which I was writing in 2011, before our reading together of Anti-Systemic Movements by Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, was that a state-by-state strategy for achieving freedom is useless because power is global. But with Proudhon and Prince now with us as consultants, this point can be further developed. When Proudhon says that, quote, so firm a believer am I in the philosophy of accomplished facts and the statu quo of governmental forms that instead of destroying that which exists and beginning over again the past, I prefer to render everything legitimate by correcting it. It is true that the corrections which I propose, though respecting the form, tend to finally change the nature of the things corrected. Who denies it? But it is precisely that which constitutes my system of statu quo. When Proudhon says that he would leave the French Charter as it is, but merely introduce method into administration and politics, how do we update that basic frame for our expanded capacity today, beyond saying that we have to coordinate our efforts globally, recognizing that our most useful or most practical ideas for operationalizing Proudhon, and within that, operationalizing Nicola and Prince and Alice, will come out of our global conversations, end coerced work, general celebrations. I want to put it on the table of our thought process today.